The increases are intended to balance the harbor's budget, not to pay for replacement of Petersburg's North Harbor, although that project does impact the department's bottom line. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen explained that the harbor has been using its cash reserves to make an annual $120,000 payment for debt from another project.
All our reserves are going to be now spent on the new construction of the North Harbor, including the reserves that we were building up this year, the $600,000 that the Harbor Fund received from this year's portion over and above the $400,000 that went to the general fund. So it isn't going, I suppose, in a roundabout way, but yeah. But really the rates are just going to balance the harbor budget, and we should have enough money, hopefully, by patching this all together to build the North Harbor project on its own.
As proposed, moorage fees for permanent stalls 40 feet and longer would increase, with the largest increases for the biggest stalls. Transient moorage rates would also be going up, along with gear storage fees and charges for the crane dock, use of the power washer and harbor showers. Cruise ships would also pay another $100 per stop. The city plans to advertise the $9 million reconstruction of North Harbor in January and will be using a combination of money to cover that cost. Councilors last month approved spending $1.25 million from the electric utility reserves. That will go with the $600,000 from the harbor reserves and $200,000 from the city's property development fund to make up the remaining money needed for the project. Later in the meeting, Councilor Don Koenigs, who was not at last month's vote on funding for North Harbor, took issue with using electrical reserves for a harbor project without repaying that money.
For one to say that the harbor has an electric demand, you could do that with any project. You could have done it with a library, you could have done it with a fire hall, and said that's all those electrical costs, we're going to let the ratepayers pay for it this way. And I don't agree with it.
That $1.25 million equals the cost of new lighting and wiring components in the new North Harbor. The mayor and council did not hear any input from the public during a hearing on the fee hikes and passed that change in its second reading by a 6-0 vote. Councilor John Hogue was not at the meeting. The ordinance needs one more council approval before the new harbor fees take effect. Also last night, the mayor and council appointed John Haverlick to a vacant seat. He's a former council member and is also seeking a seat on the borough assembly. Haverlick worked in education for nearly 3 decades and also as a tribal administrator for the Petersburg Indian Association. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.